Supergroups weathered the COVID-19 storm, delivering a near 6% rise in its interim revenue, mainly driven by strong sales performances in supply chain Europe, as well as its dealerships in the UK. And this has further boosted its bottom line, with headline earnings per share jumping 4.7% to close to 160 cents. Joining me now to unpack the results in a bit more detail is the company's CEO, Peter Mountford. Peter, thanks so much for your time this evening. I want to just blitz through the headline numbers right at the top here. Revenue up 5.8%, EBITDA increasing 1.6%. You've had operating profit climb marginally, 0.5% to the good. Is this as good as it was going to get given the prevailing conditions?
Yes, Alicia, I think it was a very strong performance. And a lot of the performance was really driven around by the turnaround of some of our underperforming business units historically. So we've been through quite a tough phase with our supply chain Europe business, and that bounced back quite strongly in this period. And you're seeing the benefit of cost optimization and the network rationalization there. And you highlighted as well quite strong performances in the dealerships UK, and a very good performance from our SG Fleet business in Australia as well. So overall, I think it is a very good result, yes.
Talk us through those cost-saving initiatives that you pushed through, because that's certainly reflected by the fact that you had headline earnings per share increase over the period.
Yes. So we've really struggled with automotive parts volumes in Germany in particular. And you know all the issues that have faced the automotive industry around world light transport protocol testing. Of course, the factories also closed for a period of time with COVID in the first half of calendar 2020. So we really were first forced in a way to rationalize. We closed two major branches and integrated them into other cities. We closed three transshipment points, and we've taken significant costs out of the structure in Germany. And despite the fact that automotive parts volumes in the period we're reviewing are down a further 8%, the performance has been very, very strong. It was a significant turnaround of a loss in that environment.
Yeah. So that's some of the right-sizing that you've had to implement in order to suit the current climate. What kind of shifts have been triggered, as far as your business operations and how you're catering to the current market and demand scenario is concerned, Peter? You highlight structural changes to the economy and business in general, which would in turn see you, of course, making sure that your business is appropriately positioned in order to cater to current levels of demand.
Yes, I think one of the things we've had to do in South Africa, we all know the sort of pressure the South African consumer has been under. So we've driven significant cost out of our SG consumer and convenience businesses. But another interesting trend, of course, has been that of digitization and electronic trading platforms, which we've had to enhance right across our group. So that, for example, in the UK now, we have a digital showroom where you can walk in and experience the motor vehicles digitally, open the doors, perceptively sit in the vehicles and the like. So you're able to do some sales now on a click and collect basis. So, that does help in a period of lockdown. It's nothing like the sales levels you would have in an open environment.
I was just going to say, are consumers, warming up to the new way of doing things?
They are, Alicia. So we are getting some sales. Consumers come in and have a really good look at a vehicle, sit in it digitally and the like, and then purchase it for on a click and collect type basis is the terminology we're using. We're not allowed to even deliver the vehicle. So in the UK, at least, we're able to park the vehicle outside the dealership with its keys and invite the customer to fetch it. We don't do that here, of course.
Of course. Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Peter, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, is CEO of Supergroup, Peter Mountford, giving us a sneak peek into some of this new reality we live in.